Y95, Monday morning. It's about a week and a half away from the 5th annual Radiothon, the We Care Radiothon, which raises money for the Yarmouth Hospital Foundation and all the great work that they do. And so over the next while, you're going to be hearing a lot of it here on Y95. And I have with me right now, live in studio, came in all masked up and ready to go, Jeff Little, who, of course, is kind of the chair of the entire Yarmouth We Care Radiothon. Jeff, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Wade. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. And I can tell you, I am so excited. A week and a half away from a great event for our community.
Yeah, it's kind of like Christmas in a way. It kind of snuck up on me this year. But oh my goodness, there's a lot going on behind the scenes right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about it's going to look a little different this year, but it's going to have the same great focus, and that's bringing our community together to raise money for our regional hospital.
Okay, well, let's start with that, because a lot of things are going to be different because, of course, we're in the midst of a COVID pandemic. So obviously, we can't set up over at the hospital in the lobby. How are things going to come together this year?
All right, great question. So we're going to have two sites. First of all, you and I and the other folks from the radio station here at Y95 are going to be set up right here at the station. And actually, we're going to have our sponsor, Leon's Yarmouth. They're going to come in and they're going to set up the Leon's Living Room. So we're going to be broadcasting live from the Leon's Living Room right here at Y95. And that way, we're safe, we're socially distanced. And if anything does happen as far as things getting limiting things, then we can broadcast here, and we're ready to go. And then, of course, we have our donation station, and this year it's going to be at the Yarmouth Mall, courtesy of the Yarmouth Mall. They've donated a site. Some of you may know where the old Payless shoe store was, right next to Lawton, so we're going to be set up there, and that is going to be a socially safe and COVID protocols set up, so that you can come in and you can donate, either in person, you can walk into the mall, or right outside, we're going to have a drive-through drop station, and both of those are going to be sponsored by Pink Star Barrow. So it's going to be the Pink Star Barrow donation station at the Yarmouth Mall.
Now, I know there's been a lot of talk about how it's going to look and the setup, and it's a very large space. I remember that discussion going on. We're going to have an opportunity to see that before we actually open it up to the public, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're setting it up now, and by the end of the week, it should be set up and ready to go. We'll have a couple of donation stations set up in there. We'll also have our challenge board set up, our tally board, so when you are there, you can see that. And again, really cool. Going to have a drive-through drop station outside, so if you don't want to come in, if you're one of the folks that don't want to get out and get into the mall, then no problem. We've got you covered there, too.
All right, so what are we raising money for this year?
We are raising money for the operating room for our hospital, and a very, very important department in our hospital, as you can imagine. When you need to go to the operating room, you need to be there, and we need the equipment to make sure that we can take care of all of us in the community. So, number of pieces of equipment, orthopedic instruments, fiber optic CMAC equipment. And you know, I have a hard time with this one. Colposcope and ophthalmology stretchers as well. So all very very important pieces of equipment, and we'll be spending lots of time on the fourth talking about how each piece of this these equipment interacts in our operating room and why it's so important.
Right on. And as always the case, what we normally do is we'll kind of set ourselves up so, you know, we'll pick a piece of equipment, try to raise money for it. And once we've made it there, we'll pick another piece of equipment and kind of move on, so on and so on.
Yeah.
Fifth annual year. It's the fifth year that we've been doing this. That means that we are very close to hitting the $500,000 mark with the Radiothon.
We are getting there. We are getting there. We're over 400 now. So we'll see what we can do this year. You know, we purposely never put dollar targets on it, because we all believe, everybody in the committee and on the foundation believe, you know, even if we raise $5, you know, that's five, and certainly we're going to raise more than $5, but you know, that's $5 to go towards equipment. So we never put a target. Yes, it would be nice. if we could hit that that $500,000 mark, and we'll see what we can do this year.
Talk a little bit about the volunteers, because there are an enormous amount of volunteers working behind the scenes at any given time with the Yarmouth Hospital Foundation to kind of make this thing work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got a one of the largest boards, the Hospital Foundation, a huge board of committed community members. Then we get into the Radiothon itself. We have a large committee and very talented individuals. I'm fortunate enough to chair it, but they're the ones that come with the knowledge and experience. And we have retired editors that do all our copy. We have graphic artists that do all our signage, you name it, we have them on our committee. And then, of course, we pull in so many other volunteers. This year, it's going to look a little different. We're going to probably have fewer volunteers because we need to make sure that we have that social distancing. But typically, in a year to run a radiothon, the folks that are there during the day and everybody that goes into it, we have about 100 people that volunteer in one shape, way, or shape for the radiothon. So it's amazing, and it's a big event to put on, but it's such a big event for our community.
Talk about fundraising in another way, because we are fundraising on a grand scale with the radiothon, but I know, and every year this is always the case, there are schools out there who do fundraising and then give it in. There are other organizations who do fundraising and then pass it in. So there are a lot of those out there as well.
There are, and you know, you mentioned the schools. It's actually one of the best parts for me. One of the best parts of the radiothon every year to have the kids, the school kids, come in and drop off donations. Sometimes it's a big jar of quarters. Sometimes it's a check. We do have schools that are raising money for this. So if you're listening and you're thinking that maybe your school or somebody at your school could do that, we'd certainly love to have your school put on a fundraiser and have that money dropped off, and we would certainly acknowledge you for that. We may be able to get you live on air via phone and talk to your students. We'd love to do that. And of course, we have other groups and community groups and associations that fundraise and donate as well, and it all adds up, and that's what makes it such an amazing community event.
Yeah, no question about it. So it is. It's everybody getting together. This is going to, and always has, a huge impact on the people of the Tri-Counties, because this is our hospital. And so, for example, you know, this time through, you're raising money for operating rooms. Well, there are plenty of people who need surgeries, and perhaps somebody who may have in the past had to go to Kentville might not have to because of the equipment we have here because of the radiothon. So we're all helping each other here.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes our hospital a vibrant hospital, and our community a vibrant community, because we have that equipment in our hospital.
All right, on. Jeff Little, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to be hearing a lot more of you and of the rest of the crew as we get closer and closer to the radiothon, which is coming up 1 week from Thursday. Oh, my goodness. Where does the time go? It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Thank you very much. That's Jeff Little. He is the chair of the Yarmouth Hospital Foundation Radiothon, and you'll be hearing plenty of him on Thursday, February the 4th.